at the Glow Festival. This is going to be great, something that you can involve the whole family in. Let's find out all about it. Joining us is one of the spokesmen and organisers, Grace Tose, is with us. Hello, Grace. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very good. I'm very interested. Tell me the Glow Festival. How long has that been around in Newcastle?
So this is actually the first year that we're running it. It's
right.
Part of the Laneway project, the Devonshire Laneway Arts Project, mm-hmm. which we kicked off in July earlier this year, where we ran an amazing little theatre in the Laneway event. The whole idea of the festival and I guess all of these things is to make sure that we have family-friendly, fun entertainment happening in the middle of the city, especially during the midweek. So Very much looking forward to it.
Now, you're doing this over three big nights, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September. So we're preparing for this. Now, what will we experience when it comes to these wonderful magical nights and lights and the Glow Festival?
Yeah, so we've got a few different activities on. The idea is that we come down this little laneway, which is beautiful. It's got these beautiful trees, and there will be just lights everywhere. The trees will be lit up. Mm. There'll be little caves everywhere. There'll be, you know, UV face painting and games and little areas. And then each night we have a different activity that people can take place in as well. So we have everything from some puppetry from the Curious Legends group through to some trivia and some UV paint and sips. Yeah, it's going to be a really, really fun time, I think. And yeah, I think everyone will be able to have a wonderful time and get some gorgeous photos and bring the whole family along.
Just one of your many activities you've got as part of the Glow Festival. And I know people love doing a scavenger hunt. Tell me about your scavenger hunts.
Yeah, well, it's always a bit of fun to do a bit of a scavenger hunt, and it means that people get to see all of the different parts of the festival. So, yeah, we'll be running the scavenger hunt over every single night. The idea is that throughout the laneway, there'll be little pieces and I don't want to give too much away, but some little puzzles and some little things hidden throughout the whole laneway. And if you get all of them done, you can bring your completed sheet into the bar next door, Bernie's Bar, and they'll be able to give you a prize, something edible and delicious.
I love it. I love it because I know what the prize is. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say, but it's a great prize. Trivia night. You're doing a trivia night with it, one of them?
We are. Yes, yeah. Quizmasters is a wonderful little Newcastle-based company, and, they run a... So we're going to do... a Wednesday night, so everyone's welcome to come down. Children, of course, are welcome to join in, and it's just a really fun activity, and Newcastle loves the trivia.
Now, what about your game zones? Is this catering towards the kids and that, the families?
It's very much a family sort of thing. It's the outdoor game sort of area, except they're all going to, of course, glow. So we've got, you know, the outdoor Connect Four and some little games of cornhole and things that are, you know, bring the family together. I mean, it's really fun for all of the ages.
It sounds fantastic. Now, we're talking, as I said, 17th, 18th and 19th of September. It is the Glow Festival. Whereabouts is it going to be hosted?
So it's based in Devonshire Street in the middle of Newcastle West.
Yes.
So beautiful little street there. So all of our Bright Nights events are held in that laneway, and it's just a gorgeous spot, really well sort of situated with lots of parking and stuff around it. So great times for everyone. So come down on jet to Devonshire, sir. Great.
How do you register for the event, to register your interest in that, to be part of it?
So you can just turn up on the night if you'd like to just do the scavenger hunt and play the games and see the face painters and all of the rest of it. If you do want to participate in some of the things like the puppet making and the paint and sip nights and that sort of thing, all you need to do is go to either our Facebook or our Instagram, and we'll be able to help you out from there.
Tell me more about your socials, because that's the place to go, I think, especially the Facebook. You've got lots of great information in that there.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's under the Devonshire Street Laneway Festival, Laneway Arts Project. So a bit of a mouthful, but you can find quite a few events. If you just put in Glow Festival Newcastle, it should come up that way too.
Here's what I'm hoping, Grace. If we really get behind this and support this, and we've got some nice nights, you know, it's not cold. So if Newcastle supports this, and I cross my fingers, could there be a chance we could maybe look at this being an annual event, do you think?
I think that would be a wonderful outcome from the event. So, yeah, we really want to make sure that people have things to do in the middle of Newcastle and some midweek options. So if it goes well and people seem to enjoy it, I'd love to see it back next year.
We love it. We wish you all the best with it. Thank you very much, Grace, for sharing all about the Glow Festival. We'll hear more of it too over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks so much.
There you go. It's the Glow Festival, a spectacular experience in Newcastle West. It'll be held over three nights, the 17th to the 19th of September, Devonshire Street, Newcastle West. You can visit their Glow Festival Newcastle Facebook page to find out more details. It's just going to be fun to take the kids, go for a walk along there. And if you're like me, when you think laneways and laneway activities, I think Melbourne. Melbourne's fantastic for little laneway eateries, little laneway activities, things going on. And it's something we may get happening here in Newcastle, which could be great. So let's get behind and support it.